From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. More than 2 million Americans receive help from the federal government to pay their rent. It's known as Section 8 housing, or technically the Housing Choice Voucher Program. But new research says low-income families don't actually have much choice at all in where they use their vouchers. That's because a lot of landlords refuse to take them. Now, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, is trying to change that, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Back in April, Marketplace aired a story about Jill Williams, a veteran in Maryland who'd struggled to find a landlord willing to accept her housing voucher.
Traveled to several apartment complexes and constantly heard the word no.
A new study from the Urban Institute, commissioned by HUD, finds that's a common experience. Mary Cunningham is one of the authors.
We called about 4,000 landlords across five cities, and what we found was that there was a really high rate of door slamming.
In Fort Worth, Texas, 78% of the landlords contacted denied vouchers, 76% in L.A. HUD's director of housing voucher programs, Stephen Durham, says landlords often say they don't want to deal with the government's red tape.
We're inviting them to give us their feedback on what would entice them to participate in this type of program. The goal is to get them to say yes.
Some possibilities on the table: tax incentives or signing bonuses for accepting tenants with vouchers. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.